Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2020 in Atlanta. We're at the New Warehouse Podcast booth, and I am joined by Dirk Seiss. Dirk is the Director of Marketing for Ideal Warehouse Innovations, Inc., and their slogan is Protecting Your People. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about what Ideal Warehouse Innovations does, also talk to us about two new products that they rolled out here for MODEX, and just get a sense of what's going on in their market as well. So, Dirk, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Thanks for coming by the booth. How have things been for you for MODEX so far?
Been a great show, considering, you know, we had reduced expectations when we arrived due to all the commotion with the coronavirus. But no, it's been quite good. We're on the main aisle right by the main entrance. So a lot of traffic and consistent traffic all day long. So it's been good. And we've had great conversations with people.
Yeah.
Some good eye-opening experiences for some potential customers that came in and saw our trailer stand. Good. So we love to see that.
All right, great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ideal Warehouse Innovations and what it is you guys do?
Sure. So we're a manufacturer of loading dock safety systems and warehouse safety systems such as guardrails, things like that. We are quite innovative in our space and have created a lot of innovations, a lot of patents under our belts for unique equipment and solutions. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of our biggest lines is loading dock bumpers, which is not a significant part of any loading dock, but yet one of the most important ones because that's what the truck hits and doesn't damage
the building
and the rest of the equipment that's on there. And I mean, there's thousands of dollars that people spend on dock equipment. So, so loading dock bumpers is a big line for us. And the second one in what we're displaying here at MODEX is our trailer stand lineup.
Okay.
So we've done a lot of innovation over good at least 20 years now in the trailer stand space and come up with some really cool designs, which I know we'll talk about a little later.
Definitely.
And then beyond that, we have over, I'm going to say, 1,100 SKUs of other related products in the safety world. So anything from forklift safety accessories to edge guards where people are going to hit their heads and hit their elbows on equipment, to even portable barrier systems that protect people and keep areas safe.
Okay, great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about those the truck stands, right? Because you got, or the trailer stands, you had two that you guys just debuted from MODEX, right?
Yep.
So you had the auto stand wide and then the shuntable trailer stand. So talk to us a little bit about those and kind of how that came about and what really facilitated the necessity to innovate those.
Great. Okay. So if I may, first I'll just tell a little bit about what a trailer stand is for
some people that might not know.
So really there's a big danger at a loading dock area when they're spotting trailers. So in other words, the cab has been removed, the trailer is sitting there alone at the dock, and it is supported at the front by what they call landing gear. So there's the two legs. Two things can happen. One is upending, where the trailer actually, where a load goes into the front of the trailer and the trailer tips up on its nose.
Right.
And obviously there's a forklift operator potentially inside that could seriously get hurt.
No good.
The other accident that can happen is one of the two landing gear can fail, and that's what's called a tip over. So the trailer tips left or right. And again, same situation. If there's a forklift operator inside, very dangerous predicament that they're in. So trailer stands actually came about to stop that from happening. So once the cab is pulled away,
right.
there's a device that's placed under the nose of the trailer, mm-hmm. and that is supports it in case of this free fall event happening.
Okay.
Years and years and years ago, manufacturers supplied trailers. Jacks for that reason. So a
right.
jack is like you and I have a car jack in our car.
Right.
We can jack up our car to change a tire. Well, the same on an industrial scale is what's used for what people have typically used trailer stands for. And the problem with that is you can actually jack a trailer up off its landing gear
okay.
because you have a lifting device there.
Yeah.
But the worst part is if there has been an accident and you've supported it with a trailer jack, you can actually jack the trailer down, and now you're putting yourself in harm's way because that trailer could collapse on you.
Gotcha.
So the industry has gone away from trailer jacks and gone to a trailer stand, and that's
okay.
what we make. So we make a line of trailer stands. There is no lifting capacity to them whatsoever. Their only intent is to go under the trailer, support the load in case it falls.
Okay. So it's kind of a solid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The challenge in the business of trailer standing, if that's a term I can use,
sure,
is
sure. You can coin it.
Yeah, there you go. is that there's different heights of trailers.
Right.
Okay, so we have to figure out a way to get our trailer stand underneath the trailer and then support it in all those different cases. So, again, we've had trailer stands for a long time now, but the two innovations that we're talking about here at MODEX are to solve two specific problems.
Okay.
So one of the problems is as trailers are being loaded, in most cases, a forklift comes into the trailer, goes to the nose on the right,
right,
and then goes back out and puts the next pallet on the left. So
right.
there's actually a load shift happening at the nose of the trailer.
Right.
So if you have landing gear that's actually failing or about to fail, that risk of tip over to one side or the other is a very real risk, right? So conventional trailer stands have a 30-inch wide top plate that's put into the center of the trailer. Our AutoStand Wide product takes that to a whole new level. So this thing is 66 inches wide. It covers 2/3 of the trailer. So therefore, you've got now a device under there that you've only placed once instead of two or three times with different options. That's fully supporting the trailer. So that's problem number one solved. So a wider stand takes care of the side-to-side shifting that can happen. The second product is our shuntable trailer stand, which solves another risk, which is, and this was actually developed in with an automotive manufacturer.
Okay.
And their problem was they had a fatality at their loading docks because someone was walking around on the loading dock and the shunt trailer actually hit them and they died, unfortunately. So this manufacturer had to say, it's no boots on the ground.
Yeah.
So we can't have anybody out there on the loading dock.
Right.
Well, that's a problem because the dock worker is the person that places the trailer stand.
Right.
So now you can't put a trailer stand.
Yeah.
So they came to us and said, hey, what can we do about that? So the shuntable trailer stand is actually positioned with a shunt truck. So the shunt truck drives it up, puts it underneath the nose of the trailer, and then drives away, and everything is secure.
There's no actual touch.
Exactly. So no person has to get out onto the tarmac or anything like that to do that. So, and it's also a wide unit. It's 60 inches wide, so it covers that side-to-side shifting. In both cases, and in all our products, one of the things that we've done is really tried to simplify them and take work out of them. In other words, we want to make it very simple for somebody to position a trailer stand and then walk away knowing that the condition is safe. Because I don't know, in the supply chain, there's lots going on.
Right.
And they've got more important tasks to do than to make sure that, you know, they're adjusting this and adjusting that.
Yeah.
So all of our trailer stands are very ergonomically friendly, very easy to position. For example, the AutoStand Wide is a 15-second placement and retrieval process.
That's nice. Yeah.
Which is nothing.
Yeah.
So those are our two new stands and what we've done with them.
All right. Very interesting stuff. So I like how you innovated it based on the customer complaints, I guess,
right.
maybe you could call them, or just the voice of the customer, I guess, is the nice way to put it, right?
Absolutely.
But I like how you've listened and you've made these not only more efficient and better working solutions, but also safer solutions too, definitely.
Right.
So that's really important. And, you know, I think that goes back to your whole ethos of protecting your people, right?
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the, I see you have an eco-friendly rubber recycling program.
Yeah,
tell,
so
tell us about that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is. And we're actually quite proud of that. So we make loading dock bumpers. Again, it's a simple pad of rubber or steel that goes on the loading dock. But inside most of those is a rubber component, which we've, over the years, started to cut from actual used tires.
Right.
So there's a couple of ways to get rubber into a product. One is to mold it.
Yeah.
The second is to use conveyor belting.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, which we've innovated, is the used tires.
Right.
Fact is there's millions of tires discarded annually into landfill.
Oh, yeah.
So what we do is we take a whole bunch of those tires, cut them into the shapes and sizes that we need, and make dock bumpers out of them.
Hmm.
And the fact is there's a lot of dock bumpers out there with tires in there.
Interesting.
The other cool part about a tire is it's used to going, you know, I don't know, 60, 70 miles an hour down the road.
Yeah.
It's good quality rubber.
Right.
So it's the best rubber for this kind of a product. The other thing that we've innovated is we don't use the entire tire in this process.
Hmm.
So we've actually gone and said, okay, well, what else can we do with this rubber? So,
right.
you know, every... a lot of the sidewalls of a tire are actually used to hold down the traffic cones that you see going down the highway.
Oh, okay.
And then there's little chunks of rubber that are actually used in ballistic bunkers. So where people are firing guns on a range, the bullet goes into something that's full of this chunks of rubber.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we use the whole tire up.
Yeah.
So we're real proud of that. And you know, that's something where we think we're doing well for the environment.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think that's something that's really important too in our space, is that we start to utilize like sustainability and reuse things more often, because I mean, you know, face it, distribution, warehousing, manufacturing, we create a lot of waste, right?
Yeah, totally.
So if we can at some point reuse something in a repurposed way, then I think that's a really, really good solution that we've come up with. So kudos to you guys on that, definitely. So now I want to talk to you about, because you do a lot of like safety products, you know, we're here at MODEX, and obviously there's a lot of robotics and automation, there's new technology going on. So how can people who are looking to start to get into this automation and robotics make sure that they are preparing their warehouse and their distribution centers to be a safer place, bringing in these new types of things?
Okay. So again, I'm not an automation expert.
Right.
We're a pretty low-tech manufacturing.
Yeah.
We bend steel and cut rubber to make our products.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do provide a line of guarding, all different kinds of guarding for machines that are working constantly. I mean, I walk the show floor here, I'm amazed by some of the automation technology here.
It's crazy.
And the fact is I also feel like there's a lot of places that if you're investing in this kind of technology, you're spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want is a forklift running into that machine.
Right.
Into that. So we provide guarding for all different areas, whether it's a bollard or a rack guard or, a dock bumper is another type of guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just preventing those very sensitive areas from being hit. And our guardrail systems also, I mean, you still have people in facilities and a whole bunch of people that need to be protected. So, you know, our guardrail systems help segregate people traffic from moving traffic.
Okay, great. And is there anything else that we should know about Ideal Warehouse Innovations?
You know, one of our bigger lines is also a portable barrier system.
Okay.
So this is actually a 50-foot piece of fencing that comes on a cartridge, and basically what people are using now are cones and caution tape.
Mm-hmm.
So a typical example is there's some rack maintenance being done in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we can't have any people in that area because it's a dangerous area.
Yeah.
So people will put in cones, traffic cones, or caution tape.
Right.
And let's face it, that's pretty easy to get underneath.
Yeah.
So we've got portable barrier systems that one can set up, and they just roll in on a cart, and they set up posts and wind the barrier around it, and therefore it's a 48-inch high barrier that people can't get through.
Really?
And yeah, and so, you know, now we've protected an area in on a temporary basis, and then they just, when they're done, wrap it all up, and it goes and stores in a closet.
Really? So what's actually, I guess, the footprint of it when it's all wrapped up?
Yeah, it's about 24 inches by 24 inches.
Oh, wow, that's really
and
good.
It stands, it stands 48 inches high.
Yeah.
It literally, it can go through
footprint,
it can go through doorways and then sit in a regular closet. in your home if you need one, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe my son, if yeah. I got to coordinate him off.
Exactly.
All right, really interesting stuff. So how can people find out more information about Ideal Warehouse Innovations?
Okay, thank you. Idealwarehouse.com is our website address, mm-hmm. and that's where we find all of the information. Our sales teams are out there all throughout North America. We work through a very great dealer network, mm-hmm. So we can hook up anybody with local support. And you know, a lot of our smaller products, like our forklift safety devices, are listed with the big online distributors.
Okay.
So the Grangers and the Globals and those kinds of things. So, yeah, that's how we get.
All right, great. So we'll post all that information on newwarehouse.com as well. So, Dirk, thank you so much for coming by the booth and talking to us here at MODEX.
Great, thank you. Pleasure being here.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.